Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. On the first part of today's show, I will be interviewing Dr. Lauren Nelson. Dr. Nelson is a full-time professor at Bishop's University in the physics and astronomy departments. He will be talking to us about the solar eclipse happening on April 8th and how we can gather on Colder Field at Bishop's to safely view this event. In the second hour today, I will be talking with Sonoma Bali, who is a cast member in the play at Bishop's University. The play is called Spring Awakening. Sonoma will talk about the play and her experience as a cast member. We will start off today with Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, and we will hear the interview with Dr. Nelson right after the song.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely when you're never coming round. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and I see the look in your eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I get a little bit restless when I dream of something wild. Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm like a child in your arms. Every now and then I get a little bit angry and I know I've got to get out and cry. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, then I see the look in your eyes. But every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight,
CJMQ 88.9 FM, Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and we're very happy to have Dr. Lauren Nelson today on the Townships at 12, and he's going to be talking about the upcoming solar eclipse. So welcome, Dr. Nelson.
Well, thank you, Maureen, and very happy to be able to discuss the eclipse.
Could you give us a bit of your background? I know you're a professor in the astronomy and physics department at Bishop's.
Right, yes. I'm a full professor in the department, and I do a lot of research in the area of stellar astrophysics and stars that actually cannibalize each other. I did my undergraduate at McGill and PhD at Queen's and my postdoctoral work at MIT.
Okay, that's very impressive. Now, can you explain what a solar eclipse is and how it occurs?
Yes, a solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes in front of the sun and basically casts a shadow on the Earth. So we can have partial eclipses where we see a portion of the sun and then a bit of the rim of the moon that's superposed on the disk of the sun. Or, as will happen on April the 8th, the moon will pass directly in front of the sun and block out pretty much all of its light. And this is called the total eclipse. So we're in a very privileged position here in the townships because we will be able to see the total eclipse, which will last for approximately 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
And during that time, we will experience close to total darkness. The temperatures will change. The morning songbirds might start singing. It's really an awesome experience.
Okay, now why are solar eclipses so rare and unpredictable?
They're actually quite predictable, but they are rare in the sense that there is only a solar eclipse approximately every 18 months somewhere on the Earth. The trouble is you would have to travel to a very constrained area, if you like, because eclipses don't extend, or total eclipses don't extend over a very large fraction of the surface of the Earth when they occur. So you would have to travel to that location in order to experience a total solar eclipse. To give you an idea, the next total solar eclipse in this general region, and I think it's more in eastern Quebec, but that it will occur, but that won't occur until 2106. So that's nearly 80 years from now. So it is, as some people have stated it, it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for
mm-hmm.
many of us.
Mm-hmm, for sure. How do solar eclipses impact the Earth and the atmosphere? You mentioned the songbirds, different things.
Right. This will only last for a very short period of time. So we'll experience the darkness, and we will see the edge of the disk of the sun just as it's being blocked by the moon. And so we'll start to see sort of a wispy area around the sun, and this is called the corona. And we'll basically see this wind that's coming off of the sun. The sun you can think of as evaporating, and the rate of evaporation is very, very slow, but basically the sun is projecting particles outwards all the time. We call this the solar wind. And it's this solar wind, this wind of plasma, which is actually made up of mostly protons and electrons, that impinges on the magnetosphere of the Earth and causes the aurora. So the aurora are pretty spectacular, and there is a cycle of about 11 years when they are the brightest. But what's going to happen during the total eclipse is that we are going to see this corona that surrounds the atmosphere of the sun.
That sounds fascinating. Now let's talk about your precautions. What should people be aware of when viewing a solar eclipse?
Yeah, safety is of utmost importance. And first off, nobody should ever look at the sun directly. It will damage your eyes. It will basically cause what's called photokeratosis, and that's like a sunburn of the eyes, so it can lead to permanent damage, so one has to be very, very careful. And in order to look at the eclipse, the partial eclipse, when we can see some of the moon's shadow superposed on the disk of the sun, it's very important to have eclipse glasses. In some cases, welding masks can work, but really you need eclipse glasses. and bishops will be supplying them to our visitors. I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute or two. But these eclipse glasses are what protects us from the very strong UV radiation from the sun.
Okay. Now, how do solar eclipses contribute to scientific research and understanding of celestial bodies?
Yeah, what we do is we can test, for example, that gravity actually can bend light. So the positions of stars close to the sun that are there during the day, and we just don't see them because of the light pollution from the sun. So there's, you know, there are as many stars in the sky during the day as there are at night. It's just that we can't see them. But when the sun becomes completely, close to completely darkened, then it's possible to see other stars. So that's one of the things that we'll see, assuming that it's clear, on April the 8th. We will be able to see the stars, especially the bright stars, and maybe some planets as well. But we will be able to see that the light close to the, that passes close to the edge of the sun is actually bent, and that changes the apparent position of stars in the sky. So this was a very important measurement that was made, and it's certainly going to be refined once this event takes place on April the 8th.
Okay, can you discuss any historical or cultural significances of solar eclipses?
Yes, the ancients really were very fearful of the total solar eclipse because they realized that the sun was absolutely essential to their survival. And that's why they created deities that represented the sun, at least in some primitive religions or early religions. And when the sun, of course, disappeared, many people thought that this portended bad omens, that perhaps they, you know, might lose their sunlight permanently, the gods were unhappy with them, whatever. But of course, this is why we do science, to try to figure out how nature actually works and to erase some of these superstitions. So that's some, you know, this is the progress that modern science is helping us make.
Okay. Now, are there any parallels between solar eclipses and lunar eclipses?
Lunar eclipses happen more regularly. So in this particular case, it is the Earth that casts its shadow on the moon. So instead of the moon being between the Earth and the sun for solar eclipses, the moon is between the sun and the moon. And so when things line up, because it's actually quite complicated, these eclipses don't occur every month, which is the period of the lunar orbit, of the moon's orbit around the Earth. It's because the orbit that the moon makes is not perfectly circular, and it's tilted at an angle. If the plane that the orbit makes is tilted at an angle relative to our line of sight along the sun. So this is why these events are not as common. But lunar eclipses are more common, and they can also be pretty spectacular. Typically, the moon appears to be fairly red in color, and that's because of light passing through the Earth's atmosphere that is interacting with the molecules in the atmosphere and other particles as well.
Okay, interesting. Now, what advancements have been made in studying solar eclipses, particularly with modern technology?
Well, we've learned a lot more about the corona of the sun. And in particular, we're puzzled by its very, very high temperatures. So the temperature at the surface of the sun is about 6,000 Celsius, and we call this the photosphere. But beyond that, the temperatures can reach millions of degrees, and we suspect that this has to do with the magnetic field structure near the surface of the sun and the acceleration of the particles. So these are things that are actively being studied by astrophysicists.
Okay. Now, you wanted to talk about bishops' involvement on April 8th with the solar eclipse. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So we're expecting possibly as many as 10,000 people to visit our campus on Monday, April the 8th in the afternoon. If the weather is clear or partly cloudy, that would not be a problem. If the weather is overcast, then we don't expect to have too many visitors. But we're basically centering our whole event around Coulter Field. Obviously, people will spread out over all the practice football fields and our quad, which is the area at the center of the campus. It's a green area. And people will come. We will give them eclipse glasses if they register on our website, and we will also provide them with maps, and we will provide them with some commentary as well. The cost is free, basically.
Okay, so they basically just go to the Bishop's University website and they can get the information from there?
Right.
Okay, that's yes. Great. Good.
So they can Google it to get the address. Type in Bishop's University Eclipse, and that should provide you with the necessary hyperlinks.
Okay, great. Now, what advice would you like to give to somebody who wants to learn more about solar eclipses and astronomy in general?
I think that there are some excellent videos on YouTube, for example, really nice animations to help people understand how total eclipses of the sun work, how to make pinhole cameras. A pinhole camera is basically just a shoebox with a pinhole, literally a pinhole pierced in the box, that then projects the image of the sun onto the back of the box, and that's what you look at. So it's perfectly safe. You aim the pinhole at the sun, but you're looking, the sun would be over your shoulder, if you like, and you're looking directly into the box. So pinhole cameras are a great way to view this. Obviously, solar eclipse glasses are an absolute must. And people should be warned never to use sunglasses. Sunglasses provide almost zero protection. So you will damage your eyes if you look at the sun with sunglasses. As I say, a welding mask might be sufficient, but ideally it would be great to have eclipse glasses. And as I said, we will be supplying them. For example, we have ordered 10,000 glasses. We have in our possession 10,000 glasses. Champlain, which is also holding an event on campus, will have approximately 3,000 glasses. So we should have enough for our students, faculty, staff, and all of our visitors.
Okay, that's wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Dr. Nelson?
I'll just mention one other thing, and that is that we have been supported by PRESS, who have given us money. So PRESS is an acronym that stands for Pôle Régional des Études Supérieures de l'Estrie. And it's a group that is comprised of Bishop's University, the University of Sherbrooke, the Cégep de Sherbrooke, Champlain College, the Cégep de Granby, Collège de Cégep, the Seminaire de Sherbrooke. And basically, what we have done is to organize visits from trained student ambassadors to go out to the primary and secondary schools in the eastern townships. And so there are about 300 schools. A lot of them are private schools, but there are about 300 schools. So we're going out and we're trying to educate the students about the eclipse, the astronomy associated with the eclipse, and also talking a little bit about cultural aspects. But the most important thing that we do is to discuss safety. And as I said, it's extremely important that you never look at the sun. During the total eclipse, during those 3.5 minutes where the moon is pretty much completely covering the sun, then you can take the solar eclipse glasses off and actually look at the total eclipse. But the moment that some of the sun starts to peek out past the edge of the moon, then the solar eclipse glasses have to go back on.
Okay, that's very interesting. Very, very important about the safety. Well, thank you so much for the interview, Dr. Nelson, and all the best on the event.
Okay, my pleasure.
And next up, we have some community events here on the Townships at 12. You're listening to the Cube 88.9 FM. A total solar eclipse will be visible on the afternoon of April 8, 2024, and the Bishop's University campus is directly in the path of totality. Bishop's University invites the community to a series of activities around Coulter Field to offer a memorable eclipse viewing experience in the region. Total solar eclipses are a rare once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon when day briefly turns into night as the moon completely blocks the sun. This is such a rare occurrence that the next total solar eclipse to be visible in a large city in the province will be in 2106. The partial eclipse will begin at about 2:15 p.m. and end at about 4:38 p.m., with totality occurring at about 3:26 p.m. and lasting for 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Bishops will be providing glasses free of charge for registered guests to the on-campus eclipse viewing event. Members of the Bishops community and visitors will gather on Coulter Field to experience this unique event. Visitors are invited to explore the various kiosks where they will find information about physics, astronomy, and detailed eclipse information. Student volunteers will guide visitors on campus tours. As parking will be limited on campus, eclipse viewers are strongly encouraged to walk to campus to avoid traffic getting on and off campus. Donald Lecture Series Fantastic Eclipses From Fear to Reason. Ahead of the total solar eclipse on April 8th, astronomer Jean-Louis Houdier on Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. at Centennial Theater. Dr. Houdier is an internationally respected astronomer and author of Astronomical Photography, Eclipses of the Moon and Sun, Book of the Sky, Book of the Moon, and Astronomy for All. This free event is presented as part of the Donald Lectures series. More activities will be announced. Visit the eclipse-viewing at Bishop's webpage for regular updates and for advice on how to watch the eclipse safely. For further information regarding the eclipse viewing event on the campus of Bishop's University, please send a message to eclipse@ubishops.ca. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad, a family activity in Lenoxville, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., March 23rd to April 20th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. And coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stansted, it's an Irish tea, Saturday, March 16th, small tea, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for high tea. Access to the museum is included in the price. If you would like a guided tour, an additional fee will be requested. Now, the high tea is $40, warm vichyssoise soup, cucumber and cress sandwich bites, ham and Irish cheddar sandwich bites, apple and pork sausage rolls, honey melon and prosciutto balls, scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares, and jam pennies. Menu for the small tea, cucumber and cress sandwich bites. The small tea is $20. And for the small tea, for your sweets, you've got scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares, and jam pennies. Now, if you want something to drink extra on the menu, there's Irish coffee, Elevens's cocktail, and sparkling water. You need to RSVP. So that sounds like a really fun tea. So there's a phone number, 819-876-7322, or you can email them info@colbycurtis.ca. The Richmond Irish Heritage Festival, it's on to the 24th. And you need to check out the website, www.richmondstpats, that's RichmondstPats.org. And there's live music, dance, storytelling, parade, and heritage craft events. So again, check that out, www.richmondstpats.org. The Bull Museum out in Quaticook is pleased to present the exhibition Le Radeau des Cimes by artist Isabel Grandin from March 17th to May 12th. The grand opening will take place on Sunday, March 17th at 2 p.m. The public is invited to attend. The Eaton Valley IOOF will be having a pancake supper in the Sawyerville Catholic Church basement. This happens on Saturday, April 6th from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. They will be serving pancakes, eggs, baked beans, sausages, and more. Adults are $20, children 6 to 12 years old, $10, and children under 5 eat for free. For more information or for tickets, please contact Barry Berwick, 819-889-2597. Students from the drama and music departments at Bishop's University joined Voices and Talents to present the 8-time Tony Award-winning musical Spring Awakening at Centennial Theatre from March 14th to 17th. Evening performances begin at 7:30 p.m. on March 14th and 15th and 16th. On March 17th, the matinee show will begin at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online through Le Poit Devant or by calling Centennial Theatre Box Office 819-822-9692. Regular ticket prices are $30, $25 for those 60 years old and over, and $15 for students with a valid student card. VIP tickets are available for $50 and include special seating, a backstage tour, and meeting with the cast. The show is suited for an audience age 14 years and over, as it refers to sexual violence, incest, sex, sexuality, physical violence, abortion, suicide, and death. Until March 24th, the Lennoxville Art Group's works will be exhibited in the lobby of the Eva Senegal Library in Sherbrooke. Watercolor, silk paintings, acrylics, pastels, oil paintings for your viewing pleasure. Come and admire them. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, I would like to help you to announce it. It's free. Just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and we'll get your event announced. Also, if you have a nonprofit organization and you would like me to do an interview with one of you, I would be more than happy to. Again, please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. Please note that all interviews are pre-recorded and not live and done by telephone. And I'd like to thank Dr. Lauren Nelson for coming and talking to us about the upcoming solar eclipse. Very interesting. And stay tuned in part two of my show today. I will be talking with Sonoma Brawley about the play coming up at Bishop's, and the play is called Spring Awakening. Sonoma is a cast member, and she'll be talking about her experience in the second part of my show today. So we'll close out today's show with a song from Klaus Noma, and the song is called Total Eclipse. Stay tuned. We'll hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be right back after that. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, and this show is called The Townships at 12.